George Fleetwood from AT&T, the mayor of Indianapolis, His Honor Bart Peterson, and I want to make certain we recognize some legislators who are supposed to be here, but I'm not seeing them. Oh, they're too close. You're sitting in the press section. Did you know that? Senator Brant Hirschman, as much as anybody, led the fight for the nation's, to this point, the nation's most far-reaching reform and deregulation of telecommunications. He was helped by Jim Buck, Mike Murphy, Eric Cook, and many members of both parties who are not able to be here. But they should take very real pride in this announcement, and thank you for joining us. George?
Thank you, Governor. It's a pleasure to be here this morning. I think this is a good day for the state of Indiana and a good day for AT&T. We're here to announce that we're going to be bringing 425 new jobs to the state of Indiana. Those jobs will be located in downtown Indianapolis at our headquarters building over at 220 North Meridian Street. They will be customer care positions, taking care of our broadband or DSL customers from around the country. These jobs have been outsourced to a private vendor with the help of the CWA. We decided to bring in Jerry Schaff from the CWA is here today. For those of you who don't know, our non-management employees are all represented by union and primarily by the CWA. That's a good partnership for us. And we decided to bring these positions back in-house. We found out about these. I contacted the governor actually last summer, and he contacted our COO and let him know that Indiana was open for business. And we worked this, got involved with the mayor involved for the local side. The IEDC and the Indy Partnership was involved in all this. These jobs will be online, we hope, by July of this year. We're very excited about that. I think that these jobs could have been placed any place in the country where we do business. I think that's an important point. The reason that they're coming here today is because of the action that these people in the first row took last year. Passage of House Bill 1279, which Representative Murphy was the author of, and Senator Hirschman worked the Senate side, and others that are in this room were very instrumental in passing, set what we believe to be the most forward-looking and most comprehensive telecommunications reform environment of any place in the country. And I think in the last 2 years, 3 years, there have been 20-odd states that have undertaken some form of telecommunications reform, and we at AT&T believe nobody's done it better than Indiana, and I'm very proud of that, being a native Hoosier. Look forward to this announcement for a while. We have made previous announcements. Last year, we announced with the governor that we'd be taking our broadband product to every community that we serve in the state of Indiana. Those are small towns primarily. In fact, there were 33 communities in all. Only one of them was a city, and that was Jacksonville. And those of you who've been to Jacksonville know it's not exactly a thriving metropolis. We said that we would have that done by April of this year. We had that done by December of last year, so we were 4 months early in getting that project done. We also announced later last year that we, over a three-year period of time, would be spending $250 million to upgrade our network in order to support video products. We are doing that, and in fact, we've launched our video product in the state of Indiana on December the 28th. We launched it in four markets, Bloomington, Anderson, Muncie, and Indianapolis. We have launched that product in 11 markets nationally. Four of those are in Indiana. We're pretty proud of that as well. So with that, I'd like to turn it back over to the governor.
I just want to thank AT&T. They have proven they are people of their word. They said if Indiana acted boldly and reformed telecommunications, that investment would come and jobs would come. And I'm just thrilled that their response has been not only so large and so fast, but as George just said, stretches from our smallest towns, towns the size of Tennyson and Solitude, if you all know where those are, to now our, to the heart of our largest city. This is very, very outstanding corporate citizenship and responsibility. And I just want to say thanks. Thanks, of course, to the mayor and his team. That's happened, has happened now over and over again. They're quick, they're responsive, they're pro-jobs, and this couldn't have happened without them. And once again, to the legislators who made it possible. We've said so often that we'll get out and compete for business one by one with anybody. But the single best thing we can do is build the best sandbox in America, build the best environment and climate for companies of all kinds, manufacturing, telecommunications, everything in between, to invest and come and have a fighting chance to get a return on their money. And today's a great example of that. I just want to thank profoundly everybody involved. Mr. Mayor.
Well, thank you, Governor Daniels. George, thank you for AT&T's leadership and its commitment to Indiana and to Indianapolis as well. I am very excited about this. How do you not get excited about 425 new jobs in the heart of your city? So this is a very big day for us in Indianapolis, and there are a lot of people to thank, but I want to first echo something that the governor said, and that is about creating the environment or the sandbox. We have the same philosophy here in Indianapolis, which is that you're going to have battles with other cities across the country, even across the world, for jobs. It really comes down to the environment that you create, because the tools that are available to you are of necessity somewhat limited. You can't give everything away by state law and by common sense. So it really comes down to, are you making yourself the most attractive place for people to come to get you into that, say, final three or final five, to then be able to really compete for those jobs? And that's what we try to do in Indianapolis, and that's certainly what the state is doing under Governor Daniels' leadership. And so I'm appreciative, first and foremost, to the governor for this partnership that we have had on economic development. We've had a number of successes through 2006, and 2007 is off to a good start as well, so thank you. George Fleetwood and AT&T made it clear, as the governor said, that if this telecom reform law passed, if we led the nation in telecommunications reform, that we would see benefits from it beyond just the services that AT&T would provide. Obviously, that's what's happening here today. And I want to say a special thank you, and this is, if I can say something that hasn't been said yet, it is that from the perspective of communities, from the perspective of cities and towns across Indiana, we're grateful that the legislators involved and that AT&T and the administration listened to some of the concerns that we had as this telecommunications bill went through. There are some unique concerns that only local governments have or had with this piece of legislation. And we really feel that we were not just listened to, but respected, and were able to have some meaningful input into the final piece of legislation. So thanks to everybody who was involved, and a special thank you to the legislators who respected the views of the cities and towns across Indiana. It's a great day for our city. It's a great day for our state, and we got to keep the momentum going. Thank you.
We'll be glad to answer any questions anyone might have at this point in time. I do believe that the two elected officials who are with me today would like to confine their Q&A to the subject at hand and not other more pressing matters that may be on their plate.
Can you tell us how much the jobs will pay and when you might start the hiring process?
We've already hired the manager who's going to run the center. We've got, or soon to put out, information on the first level managers that will be involved. As I think I mentioned earlier, we hope to be receiving calls in the center by July the 1st, so we'll be hiring and training prior to that. I don't know the exact dates on that. My understanding is that these jobs will pay around $30,000, and fully loaded with benefits, it'll be somewhere north of $40,000. Hopefully they'll be able to understand the dialect a little better than the person that answered it before. I don't know exactly where these jobs are coming from. Some of them may have been offshore.
How much is the state and the city kicking in to bring these jobs?
There may be others in the audience that can help answer that question better than I can.
Our share in real and personal property tax abatement is in the nature of in the neighborhood of $280,000. I'm looking for my guy Jim. Accurate. Hey, I also want to thank Jim Girard, who leads our Mayor's Office Economic Development Efforts and Indy Partnership. I meant to say that earlier, who works hard on our behalf in partnership with IEDC. So, but that's about right.
Okay. So what is that? Explain what you're doing.
Because of the purchase of equipment, which is subject to personal property tax, and creation of additional real property value by abating that, just the additional amount that they've put in, by providing tax abatement for that, it is an incentive to the company to locate the jobs here versus someplace else.
Are these jobs, Mr. Fleetwood, that you'd be able to fill with Hoosiers, or do you feel as though you have expertise from somewhere else?
I think we can handle them right here at home. They'll be Hoosiers. I'm sure we'll have future announcements on that. I think we're doing some other hiring right now. I saw an ad in the paper the other day, a half page of the Sunday Star, in fact. So we're doing some hiring today. So, but in this area, we'll have further announcements on when we're going to be hiring and the kind of people that we're going to be hiring for these positions.
Governor, getting back to the incentives, what is the state figure?
Chris, you got a number?
My name is Chris Papp. I'm the Director of Business Development for the IEDC. The state offered two programs in support of this project, the first being the Skills Enhancement Fund, up to $200,000 in training grant, and then additionally EDGE tax credits, which are up to $800,000.
I would like to suggest to you that we appreciate everything that the city and state have done in terms of incenting us to bring these jobs to Indiana, but in the absence of House Bill 1279, it would not have been part of the equation.
How much have phone rates gone up since 1279 was passed?
I'm not aware of them going up any basic.
Do you expect that they're
in fact, we haven't raised our rates in 21 years. Think about that. What other service do you take where you haven't raised your rates in 21 years? Our basic local service is in here in Indianapolis in 1986 was $16.99. Today it's $11.51. Maybe it's time we do raise our rates.
Careful. You were doing great.
Thank you. Thank you, George.
Thanks very much.